Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
If you listen first, you can connect the people who need to be connected. So that sometimes helps. And then you share what you're up to, and then they'll remember that and return it.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Best Ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show, brought to you live in Salt Lake City from the Best Ever Conference podcast stage, sponsored by Pre-iShare. I'm Slocum Reed. Today I am joined by Liam DeLumpa and Ian Cruz. Since I'm not looking at bio notes for you guys right now because this is live at the conference, I'd like for you to each give just a quick piece of your background to give our listeners an idea of who you are, where you're coming from, and then we'll dive into the conversation.
Sweet. I'm Liam. Thanks for having us on. So I started out doing multifamily in Cincinnati. I came from a tech background and really wanted to get on that path to investing in financial freedom, and chose small multifamily as a start and have pivoted towards industrial and retail commercial real estate.
Nice.
Hi, thanks for having me on. My name is Ian Cruz. I am a CPA by day and I work at a venture capital firm on the financial reporting side. Separately, I invest in real estate, commercial real estate, residential multifamily properties, and have even partnered with you all on some apartment complexes over in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so you guys both invest in Cincinnati. Where do you live?
I live in San Francisco.
San Jose, California.
Cool. So, Ian, I know this is your first time at the Best Ever Conference. We are late into the afternoon on Thursday, the last full day of the conference. Things wrap up tomorrow around lunchtime. Liam, I know this is your second time because you and I met for the first time in person last year here at the Hyatt Regency in Salt Lake City. I'd like to hear from you guys. What is it that you're getting from the conference thus far? What has your experience been?
Yeah, this has been incredible. There's something about being in the room with all these people. It's a high quality of people. I think all of us are podcast heads. We listen to podcasts. We read up on this stuff all day. But to talk to other people who are doing this and hear from their own experiences and hear their own anecdotes over at the coffee table and things like that has been really, really interesting. Meeting connections. I know that you two met last year at the Best Ever Conference, and I've met some people that you don't know where things will go, but you know that you're going to connect with them right after this conference.
Yeah, and what I really like, it's kind of cliche, but the networking here is world class. It's so inspirational being around people who are just so far ahead of where we are and just have the playbook down, it seems. We really get to see some practical implementation of what folks are doing, like with the Pitch Slam, which is kind of our version of a Shark Tank, and you're seeing how people are funding deals, how they're structuring their syndications and their funds. And it's just really inspirational and really practical to see things actually happening in person.
Yeah, to that point, I was late to get to the podcast stage for this conversation for two reasons. One of them is I missed a FaceTime call from my 1.5-year-old daughter, so I called them back and chatted with them for a minute. But right before that, a buddy of mine named AJ Shepherd, who's been on the podcast, I want to get him back on, he was introducing me to someone else. Both AJ and the other guy have very similar businesses to mine, but they've been doing it 7 to 10 years longer than I have, and their businesses are 3 times the size of mine. And it was through Best Ever that I'm meeting these guys and getting the opportunity to pick their brains about what I should have done to get where I am better, but also how I can get to where they are and how easy it is to streamline. Plus, they're in Portland, Oregon, and Western Georgia. So with me being in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's not like there's any competition between us, which is really cool. My experience of Joe Fairless, first of all, and the entire Best Ever ethos when it comes to commercial real estate was more about a local meetup for several years before I started hosting the podcast, coming to this conference, and then leading that meetup. And there's always been an emphasis on getting the right people in the room, getting the right people in attendance, and then putting the focus on networking. We have very high quality speakers and presentations here that you're not going to see in a lot of places. And this conference has the ability to attract a lot of speakers who know that there's going to be a high caliber of people in the room that they want to present to. That said, the majority of the action, the activity, at this conference is not in the presentation halls. It's in the vendor area. Let's be real, every bar within a block and a half of here has our people with our lanyards hanging out, getting to know each other right now, especially the hotel bar. You guys have been having a lot of those conversations. We've been in the same room a few times and I've seen that happen. Tell me about the connections that you're making and the people you're meeting while you're here.
So I'm just going to talk about one of the activities that we did. So this was an activity, but it was still a networking group activity that we did, which was partner hunting. And you had to sign up for a different group. Maybe you can remind me. It's the money. It's the brain, which is the underwriter.
So yes, the Jarosa group. A lot of people know Matt Faircloth. They just did a multifamily mindset series on the Best Ever podcast. He's been on Bigger Pockets. He's written a couple of books. The DeRosa Group has a belief that no one person can do everything that you need to do well in commercial real estate investing. So they've got all of the skills required broken into four categories: the hammer, the brain, the money, and the hunter. And so the partner hunting event was about recognizing which skills are yours. What is it that you're already really good at? What is it that you shouldn't be doing yourself because it's not within your zone of strengths? And then making sure that you're meeting the people who are not only have strengths that complement your weaknesses, but are also already operating in similar markets or markets that are close by or even the same market where you're investing.
Yeah, so that was a great activity. And when you really put it through that lens, you realize where you come up short, because you can't be all four, right? And probably when Liam and I started, we tried to be all four, and that's one of the struggles. And then we find the partnership that works, and you find what skill set you have. Another thing that I learned as you reflect on this more is that by day I'm a CPA, and I talk about my personal growth over the last 10 years. I used to not like to network, not like to talk to people, so I self-identify as a brain. But very recently, I've been acting as money, because you see that I've been networking a lot more and bringing people over to Cincinnati, hosting these field trips of investors to get people to know the market and get comfortable investing in deals. So one and two, those are two skill sets that I have. And then there are two that I've tried to do that I've struggled with, like being the hammer. I've realized that partnering with other folks such as Slocum has made that 10 times easier.
Yeah, 100%. I can agree. For me, the conversations I'm having are, I came with the focus of really getting an outlook on where people are at and how they're dealing with the environment. Everyone knows, it's no secret, it's hard to get deals done now. It's hard to get funding. It's hard to make things work. So some of the conversations I have, I'm not afraid to really ask the pressing questions, like, how are you getting over these hurdles? I had a really interesting conversation at lunch about a gentleman who's utilizing mezzanine debt to get out of a pretty sticky situation in a multifamily deal, and really asking people how they're doing what they're doing and where they are in today's environment. And I know you said it's much more about the networking. That is totally true. But even the speeches and the presentations are top-notch. Kyle Matthews from Matthews Brokerage had a great, super insightful presentation about, you know, how to interact with brokers now. They don't have as much business. How to get in the mind of them and get their attention when there's not really a lot going on. So how can you prove your worth, and how can you get in front of them now so that when deals do come up, they'll be available and you'll be top of mind? So for me, I try to make it so practical in terms of the dialogue that we're having that I can take home homework for the future. And I'm definitely getting that this week.
That's awesome. There's a heavy emphasis here within the networking of figuring out the value that you have to bring to commercial real estate deals, to investing firms, and identifying the people who have value to add that you need. Where have you guys found that I can't think of a good way to ask this question, so I'm just going to ask it the bad way. How are you guys finding that coming up in your conversations here? In part, I know, especially this being my third conference, I have a much better method or a much better way of articulating my value proposition to the kinds of people who are coming to this event, in that I'm an apartment owner-operator in Cincinnati who can partner with people who are not local to Cincinnati because I'm the hammer, which is the operator, the one who executes on the business plan, and I'm not good at acquisitions. When a broker calls me, I immediately hear everything wrong with what they're saying because I'm the one who actually is going to end up executing on the deal if we buy it, and I know where all the hurdles are going to be. But this being my third year, I have a better understanding of how to present my value proposition and ask other people about the value that they bring. Where are you seeing that come up in your conversations? A better understanding of the value that each of you has to bring to commercial real estate partnerships and also a better understanding of the things that you're looking for?
I think the first thing I do is listen and try to hear where their pain points are, and everyone has their own very unique circumstance, so seeing where you can add value and squeeze within those gaps is great. And then that's pretty much the first thing that I try to do. As I start to share more about my story, I'll share my underwriting skills or things like that. Sometimes that's not what they need. And then we just trade notes as fellow operators. How have you tried to solve this problem? We're in this together, right? So I think the first thing I recommend to do is just listen to other people's where they're at, right?
Yeah. I think one of my superpowers is being dynamic and being able to connect. So I get stoked talking with brokers, and it gets me super excited and energized. So I know that I'm pretty good at deal sourcing, and that's what I enjoy. Where I lack is capital raising. I don't spend nearly as much time as Ian does building a brand. So what I'm getting out of this conference really is try to expand my mindset, try to expand what I think is possible in terms of my limiting beliefs right now. There's people doing such big deals where I came in this week primarily offering on anything from $1 to $3 million purchase price because of my limiting beliefs and my capital raising abilities. And then just talking to so many folks who are master capital raisers, I'm realizing it's really not that hard, you know, getting tidbits from them. And a lot of those people don't share the same skills of being able to connect and weed out deals. So it's kind of a give and take, right? You guys were saying about the four roles of a deal. Really lean into what is your role, what you found that you're good at, and be vulnerable and open about what you need help with, and I found the most value there.
I guess I'll add one more thing, is that if you listen first, you can connect the people who need to be connected. So that sometimes helps, and then you share what you're up to, and then they'll remember that and return the favor for you. So sometimes there's some people who are into industrial, and I put them right in touch with Liam. They'll remember that, and then maybe they'll find somebody who's interested in the Midwest or somebody who's interested in underwriting sessions or interested in attending one of my Cincinnati field trips, and they'll pass that person right along to me. So I try to listen first, and I try not to make every conversation immediately transactional and see where I can help, and then everything comes around after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely an emphasis on figuring out how you can add value to others first and then see where conversations go from there. That's awesome.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. If you're an investor like me, you're probably looking for one platform to manage the banking and finance needs of your entire portfolio. The good news is, there is one. It's called Baselane, and it's the number one banking platform built for independent real estate investors that reduces busy work so you can focus on growing your business. With Baselane, you can earn up to a 4.19% annual percentage yield and 5% cash back on debit card spending with no monthly fees. With a simplified view of your cash flow and expenses, you can retire those tedious spreadsheets. You can also manage unlimited virtual accounts and cards, and even open separate accounts for each property or unit. Join more than 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane for their banking, property management, and bookkeeping. Head over to baselane.com/Joe and sign up today for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. That's baselane.com/Joe.
We're talking about the kind of networking that you can do at a conference like this. And at present, the three of us are actually an example of a team doing a deal together. It's a small deal. It has a lot more to do with the story, going full cycle on something quickly, something small. Getting a good small win under our belts for each of us with regards to the trajectory that we're taking with our own investing journeys. I'd like to ask, starting with Liam, actually, if you could explain how that came together. And since you are much more of, to use the DeGrosa Group language, you were the hunter, you were the acquisitions person, and most of the time the deal starts with acquisition activity. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came together and why it was that you thought to bring Ian and me into that deal?
As I talked about before, really being open about what you're good about and what you're good at and what you're not so good at. And for me, doing my first multifamily deal out of state in Cincinnati from California, I had a horrendous experience doing a rehab. It took three times the amount of time that I had projected, and just really wasn't enjoying the experience of being the hands-on operator. But what I did enjoy was having these conversations daily with brokers meeting people who were capital partners. So I actually had a relationship with a local broker in Cincinnati who I was calling weekly, ruthlessly, someone could say, these brokers, just every week trying to stay top of mind with them. And it's a gentleman that you, Slocum, actually know way more than me and know him way better.
Classic example of me not being good at acquisitions.
Yeah.
I had said no to this deal 2 times before you brought it to me and it looked good.
Well, that's the best part about being persistent is at first they brought it to us at a basis that just wasn't realistic. But you maintain that relationship and keep following up about those deals that you've seen. We saw it go in and out of contract 3 times and finally got it at a basis that works for us. So that is where the deal starts. And from there, told you about my limiting beliefs about raising capital. Ian is really well known in the Bay Area for sourcing deals and raising capital for high net worth tech and financial professionals who want to invest in real estate. And we had been in contact before. Slocum is pretty much a household name in Cincinnati. And we all knew each other and were friends. And it was like, I don't need a whole pie. I'd rather give up equity and partner with people who are doing the stuff that, one, I'm not good at, and one, I really don't enjoy doing. I'd rather get it all set up, get the acquisition going, and then continue to do acquisitions for the group and have the other people assume the other roles.
Yeah. So 2023 was really tough to be acquiring properties, right? We're writing a lot of offers that are below ask. There's usually a 20% difference between what brokers want and what we're offering. The key part here was to provide feedback into your offer process. Liam was writing on a lot of things. We were always looking at the same deals, so we were underwriting them together. But as part of my personality, so something outside of real estate, just completely personal, I coach boxing at a nonprofit. I like to volunteer, I like to educate. So I don't even think of myself as capital raising. I just enjoy sharing things that I'm learning and things that I'm going through. So this deal, we mentioned it, fell out of contract. I mean, that was the way my other deal was found more recently. So we had a call on it. It's like, we want to underwrite the property, but I also want to take people through the journey and let them know that we're being very diligent and not offering something crazy or buying this out of FOMO, right? So we walk everyone through our rationale and it really gets people convinced. So by the time the deal is ready, they just jump on the deal immediately.
For those of you who are listening on the podcast, Ash Patel is being Ash Patel in the background, which happens to be very distracting. So please give Ian some grace in giving him a little bit more time to come up with his words.
Yeah, getting a little distracted.
But yeah, that's pretty much how the deal came together. And Slocum came in with his vertically integrated property management, construction, and being able to get construction at cost and have a reliable property manager who's on the partnership team. That's how the deal went together. And when you talk to these folks who are doing these bigger deals, they all have a similar system. Somebody finds the deal, you have your capital raisers, and you have the operators. So it's kind of a proven method.
Awesome. And vertically integrated, I'm an operator executing the business plan, but I do not want to be calling brokers every week. I do not get excited when their deals hit my inbox, like, oh my gosh, another email. And this one's going to take 15 minutes to read. And also not looking to do the capital raising, at least not yet. So really fortunate for me to have the value that you guys are bringing to that deal, which is making it possible, 100%. We're going to do a bit of an expedited lightning round specific to this conference. Of course, this episode will air afterwards. So 2 questions for you. For our listeners who are considering coming to this conference, which is March 4th to the 6th here in Salt Lake City, 2025. 2 questions. The first one is for each of you. Now that the conference is wrapping up, what is the one thing you wish you had done in anticipation of the conference or before you got here that you're going to make sure that you do next year?
That's a good question.
Well, this is my first go around, so I'll go first. I think getting on the HOVA app early and communicating and seeing all the virtual meetups that happen outside of the conference is super valuable. That way you can figure out your niche. Like there were Midwest breakfast for Midwest investors. You can know where to go and who you want to meet. I think that is definitely something you want to do.
Yeah. Kind of on the same note, I would have done more prep and been more intentional about who I want to meet. My whole thesis around this conference is I don't know what I don't know, and I'm coming here to figure that out. So just come with an open mind. But I think next time I do want to at least plan out a little bit. Like you said, there's that app that all the attendees can communicate with before. So whether it be starting a meetup of my own, a little side meetup at a restaurant or bar down the street, or really being more intentional about gathering the people that I find interesting rather than defaulting to hanging out with you two and my friends that I already know.
Yeah, those are exactly the two things that I was going to say. The first is get on the Whova app much earlier than while I'm waiting on my delayed flight at the airport the day that I arrive, and be a little more intentional about making some of those connections, but also taking the time to figure out who it is that I want to be getting in front of, or what are the characteristics of the people that I want to make sure that I'm meeting, the people to whom I can add value, who have things, who have skills, experience, value that can be added to me as well for future partnerships, future deals together. Second question on this line, what is your best ever advice for those listeners who are considering coming next year? Let's say they make the decision they are going to come to BEC 2025. What's your best ever advice for those people?
For me, it is first pull the trigger and come. You're going to be around super inspiring people and your mindset will be so expanded. Last year, I came in as a through and through multifamily guy and I left thinking, I don't think I want to do multifamily anymore. I had the most engaging conversations about different asset classes, and I realized in this environment I need to be pivoting to things that resonate more with my lifestyle goals and my portfolio goals. So I would say if you're going to come, just buy your ticket. It's worth every dollar. And really come with not such a niche focus of trying to enhance what you already know, but really come with an open mind of saying, there's way better operators out there than me, and most of them are going to be here. So just have an open mind about where that could take you.
So I've talked about the networking. The speakers are great too. The pitches are great too. So enjoying those pitches and having more conversation with people, that's incredible. Advice for people who want to go, just to share, there was a version of me that was very introverted, that didn't like to talk to people. Just go out and talk. Just go out and talk to people. Go to the happy hour. Go to the partner hunting. Just go.
Yeah, for the record, Liam and I had to talk Ian into buying his conference ticket and being here this week.
But just go, and then go when you're here. Make the most out of it. There were times where I was tired, and I was just like, I'm going to go to this next networking event. Just pop yourself up at the table. We're all here for the same reason, so don't be shy, right? And you never know who you'll meet.
Last question. Where can our listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, my email is the best. It's liam@delumparealty.com. My Instagram is illwillyd. No, it's kind of funny, but I thought I'd keep it. It's a little personal touch. But I started posting more real estate stuff, and Ian's been helping out with that by tagging me, so it looks like I actually do some social media marketing.
He helps me with that, too.
Yeah, so my Instagram is CincyCashflow, so follow me there, and also add me on LinkedIn, Ian Cruz. I'm a CPA from San Jose, California.
Yeah, LinkedIn works for me, too. Yeah.
And those links are in the show notes. Best ever listeners, thank you for tuning in. This episode has been brought to you live in Salt Lake City at the Best Ever Conference at the Best Ever Conference podcasting booth sponsored by PreiShare. For those of you who are interested in getting your tickets for 2025, go ahead and go to bestEverConference.com because the ticket prices you are seeing right now are the lowest they're going to be. If you wait, ticket prices will go up, so we recommend that you go ahead and get those now. Thank you again for tuning in. If we've added value to you through our conversation today, please do subscribe to our show. Leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend you know we can add value to through our conversation about the conference, about networking and adding value to one another and building partnerships together today. Thank you, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.